starting at the start of marriage begins with a wedding, and there's lots of information out there about how to have a greener wedding, and we're going to speak to someone in this segment who is planning his own green wedding for the summer, quite ambitiously, I'd say. Zero waste wedding is part of the goal, and we're going to find out how they plan to do that. We're talking to Joshua Hodek, who is an organizer for the Sierra Club, the North Star chapter that is in Minneapolis, and he actually was inspired when he was starting to plan for a Step It Up campaign, which of course happened around the country last weekend, and he got so excited that he said, let's see how we can green up our big event this summer. So I'm going to let him tell the rest of the story, but just wanted to give you that introduction. Welcome to the program, Joshua.
Thank you, Betsy. Glad to be here.
First of all, how'd your Step It Up program go, your event?
Our event was absolutely fantastic. We called it the Global Warming Day of Action, and we turned out over 5,000 people to our state capital in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Good for you. We had some big ones, too, here in San Francisco and Marin County, and I'd say a little bit too much of the usual crowd. I saw too many people I know. I was looking for some new faces, but I guess that's always the case. Hopefully it will start to change. So in I guess, the course of planning this event, you learned enough to make you really look at starting things right in your own home or your own backyard or your own plans.
Yeah, exactly. We got the idea of greening up our own wedding because of the work that I was doing on this giant event through my position at the Sierra Club. We decided that Christy, my partner and I, decided that, you know, we can do something, you know, for our biggest day of our lives that really aligns with our values and beliefs. So with a little bit of extra planning and foresight, and we went with this green wedding idea.
Now, did you go out and hire a green wedding planner? There's quite a few emerging, at least in this green pocket of the country. Did you have great resources, or did you really learn as you went and you're creating it yourselves?
I think I'm turning into a green wedding planner.
That's how you
learn.
We
did it on our own, and we did a lot of different research, both on the web and talking to friends, and drawing on our own experiences, working with different organizations and putting on different events.
Okay, and how will your celebration be green? Tell us sort of from start to finish.
Well, Betsy, one of the ways that we're going green at our wedding is what you mentioned in the intro there, and that is striving to make our event zero waste, meaning that this event will not generate any garbage, any trash. Everything will be either recycled, reused, or composted, and hence avoiding material going to the landfill.
So you use plates and utensils made from potato starch or corn starch, something like
that's
that?
That's right, yes. There's all kinds of new emerging materials out there that you can do if you do need something that is not reusable. There are products out there that are, like you said, made out of sugarcane, potatoes, corn-based materials that look just like the petroleum-based plastic disposable items.
And while we're speaking about food, I imagine you're going to have organic fair trade goodies?
You betcha. We're going to have organic food. And almost just as importantly, and sometimes more importantly, we're really striving to have locally grown, locally produced food to cut down on all that bad pollution that comes from transporting our food literally across the world.
And I understand even your wedding rings are green, not literally, but in terms of their history.
Exactly. They are a white gold, and they come from recycled gold. As you may know, the mining process is a pretty strong stressor on the environment. The chemicals that are used in the jewelry making process and the extraction techniques that are used to get materials out of the ground are really harsh on the environment. Hence, we found a site called greencarrot.com that offers recycled, reclaimed gold.
I've interviewed those folks. I'm glad they're still around.
Yes. They've been really fun to work with.
And you're even asking for green gifts.
We are. We have known each other. Christy and I have known each other for a little while. As we kind of bring our lives together, we realize we've got just about everything we need and sometimes double of it. So one thought we had is, you know, people do want to contribute to the beginning lives of a couple, and so we're offering some different options for those folks that wish to give us a gift. And one way of doing that is to make a donation to an organization that we really value.
Such as?
Such as, I do work for the Sierra Club. My partner, Christy, is on the board of an organization called Global Citizens Network that takes folks to different places across the world and in a cross-cultural setting, works on different service projects.
I understand.
So we're very passionate about the work that we do professionally, and we would love to have our visitors and our the people that join us at our wedding to contribute to those values.
And what's been the response so far? I imagine most of your loved ones and close friends are of similar values.
They do. You know, we have some raising of eyebrows, but you know what we're finding is that folks are really wanting to do something about the situation that we're in with global warming and different environmental problems. And they don't know, many of us don't know what quite to do. And so we're hoping that our wedding and some of the things that we're bringing up in it, some aspects of it, will give some folks some ideas and give them an opportunity to be really part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Well, thank you for doing that. And before we go, any quick resources besides Green Carrot that you'd like to share with our audience, since this is wedding season and others might be planning their own?
I'd encourage them to look into carbon offsets. Folks coming from all over the country to a wedding, if you have friends and relatives traveling, that's a neat option for people and something that not a lot of folks know too much about, so carbon offsets.
Also for your honeymoon, I'm sure you're doing that too.
Exactly.
Okay. We're out of time, but you're just beginning your time as a married man. Congratulations in advance, and wish you a green wedding and a very, may the honeymoon last forever. That's my favorite line.
Thanks very much, Betsy.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next edition of EcoTalk.